This is Teddy Thompson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Christmas's crap. It's a trap set up by Robinsons and Sears. They want your cash, your savings stash. Well, they're not getting mine this year. 'Cause I'm boycotting Christmas. Boycotting Christmas. You'll get no presents from me. And Santa Claus, he's a fraud. He won't deliver what you ask. You can send him lists, clearly stating everywhere. Still end up with the same as last. Yeah, so I'm boycotting Christmas. Boycotting Christmas. You'll get no presents from me. Yeah, I'm boycotting Christmas. Boycotting Christmas. Not buying another damn tree. And there's no snow. Now the globe's too warm. Gone and spoiled all our fun. We'll never know those days of old. We live in a different kind of world now, where the magic's gone. Boycotting Christmas. Boycotting Christmas. You'll get no presents from me. So I'm boycotting Christmas. Boycotting Christmas. Not buying another damn tree.
The always cheery Teddy Thompson there, kicking off the show today with a festive holiday classic. I'm sure you'll all be singing that one on Christmas Eve with your families gathered around the tree. His lovely tune, Boycotting Christmas. There, Teddy Thompson. Thanks for starting us off in style today, Teddy. My name's Jeff. I'm the host of this here, this cheery show called Tell the Band to Go Home every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Thank you for joining me and coming along on this ride. It's It's always an interesting one. Hopefully you'll stick around, and hopefully you'll help me out today. I'm not getting nearly enough sleep, and I'm stressed out and tired, and so I don't really have a lot of good ideas for the show. So if you have any good ideas and want to donate them, give us a call here, 269-863-6269-UMFM. Or you can always email Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, and you can ask for some of your favorite music of 2007, ask for a Christmas song or something. Maybe I'll play a Christmas song I actually like. I just finally downloaded one of my favorites of all time from iTunes. Maybe I'll play that. But we're gonna wallow in some Teddy Thompson misery for just a little bit. Just for fun. I've been going through my favorite releases of 2007, and Teddy's got a new record out called Up Front and Down Low, and honestly, it's not one of my favorites of the year just yet. I haven't listened to it a whole lot, but that's because when I have listened to it, I haven't been inclined to rush out and listen to it again. It's not exactly what I was expecting from Teddy. I really liked his last record, and this one kind of a country covers record mostly, and I don't know, it's I know the T-Bar really likes it, and I could see why, but it's not on my top 10 list, let's put it that way. But there is some fun stuff on it, and just because we're reveling in Teddy Thompson misery, maybe we'll play one more. Maybe we'll play The Worst Is Yet to Come. That's a cheery Teddy Thompson number, and then after that, a track from Teddy in honor of a big show that's going on tonight here in town. But first, something new from old Teddy. Up Front and Down Low, here's The Worst Is Yet to Come. Merry frickin' Christmas, everybody.
Such a little time has passed since you went away. Where are all these heartaches coming from? I can hardly stand the pain of missing you today. And I know the worst is yet to come. If there was something I could find to dry these tears from me, then I'd go right out, get me. I've already cried enough to fill the deep blue sea, and I know the worst is yet to come. Seem to have no end. if I live or die, wishing I could have you back again. There was something I could find to drive these tears from me. Then I go right out, get me one. I've already cried enough to fill a deep blue sea, and I know the worst is yet to come.
Hello, this is Richard Thompson, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. got laid off down at the factory. And their time is not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Ordered Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. But my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. But if we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
New butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in. Come on in. Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
You go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
To see pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day of glory. See the day when live in peace. So peace on earth when we
must be made aware. Every child must be made to care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. You'll see the day of glory.
I pray my day for him
when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?
It sure is. And it's only going to get stranger from here. Believe it or not. A Christmas classic, and you know, cheesy and corny as it is. I always liked that one, and I was happy to find that it was on iTunes today, so I could download it, because I always wondered where you could get that from. So there you go. Pay 99 cents, you can have it too, or you can just listen to the show. Maybe we'll play it again. There's old Bing Crosby and David Bowie there from that old TV special. Remember that one? That's a good one. Before that, another cheery festive holiday classic, If We Make It Through December by Merle Haggard. Our good friend Teddy Thompson there with a song in honor of a band that's playing tonight, Bon Jovi said. And before that, The Worst Is Yet to Come. And, and that never could a phrase be probably truer about this show than today. Speaking of strange, you know, everybody's talking about the big Bon Jovi show tonight at the big arena. I'm not going, obviously, but I would. If you had a free ticket for me, I'd go with you. I really would. I went to see Bon Jovi a couple times back in the day at the old Winnipeg Arena. Good times, good times. So if you're going, have fun for me. I wonder if I still have the old jean jacket that I wore. I have some pictures of me at the Bon Jovi show wearing a jean jacket with all kinds of pins on it, like my Van Halen pin and stuff. It's pretty funny indeed. So I won't be there tonight, but I'll be there in spirit because, you know, why not? But and another big show that everybody's talking about that I won't be at tomorrow night. It's a little further away. It's in London, so I can't go. But one of the most anticipated shows of all time, they say. And I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's going to be cool, and it's certainly an event. But I don't know. Do they still have it? Can they still do it? I don't know. I guess we'll find out tomorrow when, for the first time in... Well, they officially broke up 27 years ago, but they've played a couple of shows since then. But tomorrow will be, some new big thing. And I'm just going to shut up and play a couple of Led Zeppelin covers because they're playing tomorrow. So here you go. Speaking of strange, here's, here's a cover of that old high school dance classic, Stairway to Heaven, as covered by, of all people, Dolly Parton.
There's a songbird who sings sometimes all of our If we all call the tune, then the pipe
sad. Woman, you
Whole lot of love there, a band called Reckless Kelly. And before that, we heard Dolly Parton doing Stairway to Heaven in honor of the Led Zeppelin reunion show going on tomorrow in London. And how would you like to be at that show, huh? We got tickets to give away. No, I'm just kidding. It would be fun, though. So, I don't know. All the best to him. And while we're on weird and morbid topics, yesterday was the anniversary of the death of John Lennon.
John Lennon, now he's on TV again. He's blaming Hole and Caulfield in the face of the lens. And each time he does it, he kills him again. Now who killed John Lennon? A loser with a pistol, a martyr's best friend. And each time he's televised, he kills him again. It's the price that he wanted when he loaded the gun. And each time he's mentioned, murder is done. Who killed John Lennon? No one. No one.
though he knows Lennon's songs, both in word and by name. Gold calls the networks, then he dreams all the funds, and then he scrapes his percentage when the programs run. Now who killed John Lennon? Lawyer and agent, big money's best friend. And each time he's televised, he kills him again. It's the prize that they wanted when he emptied the gun. And each time he's televised, murder is done. So who killed John Lennon? No one.
Thought I knew you. What did I know?
There's Steve Earle with a cover of the old Lennon McCartney classic "I'm Looking Through You" from his album Trina. Coming before that, great, great version of the Ballad of John and Yoko was done by the Codependents, featuring the late great Billy Cowsill, from their Live at the Mecca Cafe Volume 2 record. And before that, we heard Ellis Paul with a song called "Who Killed John Lennon." And yesterday was the anniversary of Mr. Lennon's death. 27 years, I believe. 27 years. That's the same year as, almost the same time as Led Zeppelin broke up. Go figure. Same week, anyway. Hmm. What do you know? It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Let's play a song now for a couple of folks. And lots of folks... Here's a guy that lots of folks around here really like and have been raving about. And I've got one of his records. And when I first listened to it, when he first sent it to me, I didn't get it. I didn't like it pretty much at all. And then he came to town. Just hang on a second. That's what I do when I have to cough. I just turn off the mic. That's what happens there. Stu Reed does it on the air, but I do it off the air because I'm more professional. See, I just did it again. Anyways, this guy came to town a little while ago, and I pulled out the record and I listened to it, and I didn't get it. But now, see, I got Amanda and Jules all over my case because I don't like this guy. And Amanda and Jules over at Candor, you know, 3 Denny Provencher, the official music store of Tell the Band to Go Home. They know what they're talking about. So when they say listen to this guy, I better darn well listen to him. So I pulled it out again and I gave it a listen, and I think I sort of get it now. Apparently he's got a new record that he's working on. Apparently Scott Nolan is producing it or something, which is kind of cool. But this last one is produced by Lloyd Maines, who's no slouch. Actually, I think he's had one since, but this one anyway. It's called Faraway Blues, produced by Lloyd Maines, who's a tremendous producer. Features all kinds of good folks on here, including Ray Wiley Hubbard. And Glenn Fukunaga, who you may have seen playing with the Flatlanders this summer. But the guy's name is Adam Carroll, and we'll play one thing for sure, because I really like this song today. And if it doesn't, if I feel like it, maybe, or if you want, maybe I'll play another one. But we'll play one for sure. We'll send this out to Amanda and Jules, and I believe, now my memory's kind of sketchy, but I believe my good personal friends, Zenon and Melissa, also like this guy. They invited me over for dinner again last night, and what a good time, believe me. If you want to invite me over for dinner, no problem, but you won't cook as well as they do. But so I think they like Adam Carroll as well, so I'll send this out to all of them. Here you go. Here's something called Rice Birds from Adam Carroll.
We about ready? All right, Rice Birds. Thank you. I was thinking of you when the rice birds flew, when the false dawn came with the morning dew. You're a thunderstorm raging outside my garage. You're the white shirt peeking through my camouflage. I was thinking of you, and I won't forget. Tale of the turtle and biotech. I cannot dance, but I can hang on to some sweet memory up in Oberlin. I was thinking of you at the Mardi Gras. Fords and Chevys like I never saw. I wish you were here to dance with me, to hear this Cajun symphony. I was thinking of you at the L.A. bar, where I got so drunk I couldn't drive my car. I was dreaming about you with my 10-ounce beer, dreaming sweet daydreams, wishing you were here. I was thinking of you with the braids in your hair. Old Houston, Texas, or anywhere. I was dreaming about you and my changing way. I still think about you in my traveling days. I was thinking of you where the sunset glows, down the Mississippi River where the Gulf wind blows. I was dreaming about you in the Florida Lee. I was wishing you were next to me.
This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robison.
Low in the mountains, high in the pines. Hillbilly's drinking from a paper cup, going to the place where my dreams fill up. Jacked up on the highway line, low in the mountains, high in the pines. Low in the mountains, high in the pines. I wish I could leave you far behind. Wish I could leave you far behind. Well, the devil's playing on the mandolin. He said, kick off your shoes and come on in. If Jesus would have jumped from the mountainside, the angels would have caught him high in the pines. Low in the mountains, high in the pines. I wish I could leave you far behind. Wish I could leave you far behind. I've been stuck in the mud on a Friday night, tie a red bandana to a rusty tailpipe, dreaming about Tobacco Road, all the people I've seen and the trouble I know, all the trouble I've seen and the people I know. Low in the mountains, high in the pines, wish I could leave you far behind. I wish I could leave you far behind. I
I've been to Overton, Boston town. I sure like to see you when the sun goes down. I've been to Woodville, Beaumont too, but I never met anybody quite like you. Never met anybody quite like you. Low in the mountains, high in the pines, I wish I could leave you far behind. Wish I could leave you far behind. I wish I could have done like Jesus did. Could have been a high roller and a rambling kid. Honeysuckle shining in your golden hair. I'm dreaming about you, but I'm going nowhere. Dreaming about you, but I'm going nowhere.
Okay, okay, so maybe he's not so bad after all. There's Adam Carroll from Faraway Blues. We'll send us out to Jules, who's sitting in his van in the parking lot at work listening to us, and Amanda, who's struggling to listen to us while cooking in the kitchen at home. So there you go, my good friends. A couple from Adam Carroll, and he's apparently got another record that's pretty darn good, and then a new one that they're working on or something, and we'll give him a chance. I think I'm warming up to him. So there you go. Adam Carroll. We got to take a quick break, and we'll come back. I've been working literally night and day trying to put together my best of the year compilation that I do for you, and you better darn well appreciate it, because it's been a lot of work. And there's a new thing that I don't even want to talk about yet, but there's a new thing that's making it take even longer. And thank God for KK, who's pitching in on the project. Thank you. Because believe me, it wouldn't be done till May if it were up to me all alone. But we'll talk about that, and maybe we'll play some of that coming up soon. But we're gonna run down the best local records after a quick break. I think that's what we're gonna do, because I gotta play some CanCon in here, or else they're gonna come and take me away. So we'll run down the best local records of 2007 after a short break. Stay tuned for more fun and games on Tell the Band to Go Home.